In Hilchos Nedarim, we find a particular neder that is more chomer than any other neder, and that is called a neder al das rabim. What is a neder al das rabim, where the Gemara says that ein loy ha-Torah, that you can't simply be moderate like any other neder? So an example given in the Rishonim is, let's say a case where a person wanted to be appointed as the Rav of a shul. And the committee gets together, the shul members get together, and there's something that they're concerned about. So he tells them, I will promise not to do activity A and B if you give me this position. So it's a neder al das rabim. It's in exchange for something that the rabim is granting him. He's getting something, and with that, he is giving some type of neder, some type of promise, some type of oath to the rabbim. That's a neder al das rabbim, which is more chamor because it's al das rabbim and it doesn't have a regular atar. Now, there is a machlekes between the mechaber and the ramah if and how a person can actually get out of such a neder. The Shulchan Aruch holds that even though a neder al das rabbim doesn't have the regular Hatorah, however, if a person wants to remove himself from this Isser, he can go to each member of this rabbim that he was neider al daitam and get their haskama, get their consent for his Hatorah, and then the Hatorah could go ahead. That is the sheet of the Mechaber, that it just means that you can't do a Hatorah without all of their haskama. But if you get them to each acquiesce to your Hatorah, then it's a valid Hatorah. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah, though, disagrees. And the Ramah holds that a neder al das rabim has no Hatorah even with their consent. And the only exception to the rule is if it's l'dvar mitzvah. If it's the tzorich mitzvah that you need to have an Hatorah, you're allowed to be mater. You're allowed to get a heter for this neder, even if it's a neder al das rabim. That's the shita of the Ramah, that even with the haskama of the rabim, you do not have an opportunity to simply nullify and make your neder void. Now, the Paiskim in the Ramah himself is mavur that the hagdorah and the definition of tzorich mitzvah when it comes to this halacha is quite lenient. And you don't actually need a bona fide mitzvah to have a heter when it comes to a neder al das rabim. Even l'tzorich parnoso is considered a mitzvah. The Shach says, if let's say a person makes a neder to the rabim, and it's al das rabim, but it's l'toyelis harabim that he be matter his neder. It's for the benefit of the community. For instance, a person made a neder to the rabim, and he promised them that he won't do activity A and B. And it turns out that if he were to, in fact, go ahead with this neder and refrain from A and B, it will be to the detriment of the tzibur. If it's l'toy elis harabim, if it's something that the rabim could benefit from if he's matar of the neder, that's also considered a tzayuch mitzvah, and we're matar of the neder. Also, the place can say if it's the tzayuch shalom bayis. Shalom bayis also is considered a mitzvah with respect to this halacha, and also for that tzayuch, a person can be matar a neder that's made of das rabim. Now, what about bidyevet? If a neder was made al das rabim and a person got a hatorah, but he didn't go through the regular conditions for the hatorah when you come to al das rabim. He didn't get the consent of the different members of the tzibur. It wasn't the tzarich mitzvah. What is the halacha b'diyeved? If you have a neder that's made al das rabim, that is hutar, that the chacham is mater. So again, this is a machloikis brought down in Shulchan Aruch, whether the Yeved, the Heter, the Hatorah works. And the Ramah says that b'shas hadchak, if there's an extenuating circumstance, you could be mekod, you could be saimach on the matirim, but the chadchil, a person should be machmer. A person should be machmer that even b'di Yeved, this Hatorah is an invalid Hatorah. Now the Ramah tells us that there's a tremendous machlekes hapoyski, machlekes rishonim, how we define aldas rabin. What does it mean, aldas rabin? So there are four opinions in the rishonim as to how to interpret the aldas rabin. The first shita is Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, akula. He says that it's only considered aldas rabin, with all the stringencies of another aldas rabin, if you specified each member of the rabin. Now, a rabin, with respect to this halacha, is three people. So it's not so many people that is needed for this to be considered an aldas rabin. But each individual has to be specified for it to be considered an aldas rabin. It has to be aldas pleini. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And without that condition, it's not considered an aldas rabin and doesn't have the chaim. The other opinions disagree. They're more machmer. One opinion holds that it's considered adas rabim as long as it's bifnei harabim. If it's in the presence of the rabim, again, three people or more, it's considered adas rabim, even though you don't specify each individual. A third opinion is, even if you're not in the presence of the rabim, but we know that when you made your neder, even though you made it stama, you stamazai made a neder, but we know that you are doing it aldas rabim. Again, according to a third opinion, that has the status of being a neder aldas rabim with all of the stringencies that come along with it. The fourth opinion holds, neder aldas rabim is considered a neder aldas rabim even if all you say is that this neder you're doing aldas rabim. There's no rabim in front of you. We don't know of a specific rabim that you're just addressing. Nevertheless, if you say the words, if you articulate that this is a neder aldas rabim, that suffices to put yourself in the category of a neder aldas rabim with all the chaymer of such a neder. Now the Ramah tells us that there's another common application of this halacha of a neder aldas rabim. And that is, says the Ramah, even if a person doesn't make a neder to the rabim in exchange for something, there still is a very common form of neder aldas rabim, and that is, if let's say you have four people who are sitting together, so it's a group of individuals, and they are mekabel upon themselves something, and they don't say bli neder, they do it in a way where there was a loshen of neder or shvua that was employed. So even though you didn't make it aldas rabim, but there was a chabura of people, and there's four people, so each one has three beside him, if they are mekabel something together, says the Ramah, that also is considered a neder aldas rabim, which, again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you need the consent of each person to get a heter, and according to the Ramah, even then it's not mutter, you need actually a tzorich mitzvah to have a heter. So that's a very common, or probably the most common form of a neder aldas rabim, when you have a group of people, a group of individuals, four people who are together and mekabel something. They say, we are going to make sure to learn in koilel for 5 years after we get married. That is considered a neder aldas rabim, according to the Shita, and it's ein lo yahatara. The Chido, the Rav Pa'olim, the Ben Ishchai, sorry, in Rav Pa'olim, does point out that if, let's say, you have a chabur of people and they are mekabel something together, it still sometimes will not be considered another das rabim, and that is if it's not something that's litoy elis harabim. It's only considered another das rabim if it's for the benefit of the rabim. But if they are mekabel something together and it's not for their benefit, then it doesn't have the chomer of a neder aldas rabim. That is the shita of the Rav Pa'olin, which is a somewhat of a qualification in this halacha of a neder aldas rabim.